So we're back, and we're going to be looking at pages. In the previous module, we looked at, you know, building our very first empty web application, but it didn't really do much, right? Nope. It just returned a string. And when I think about building a page, I don't know if you think about this the same way.
I
want to see some HTML. I want to see a physical page structure. And if you actually go back to the project folder, like all the files that we have, mm-hmm. I don't see a single page.
Right. This is not page focused right now.
No.
It's string focused. And while I could go and maybe, you know, boldface Beyonce, it's going to break down very quickly.
Yeah.
So this is we need a page focused framework.
We do. And just to bring it back even just a little bit more, you talked about configuring services and configure.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to configure our first service here.
Right.
Yeah. So if you type service.addmvc.
So if I type services.add, I get all these choices
yeah.
that we saw before. And these are all the different things that can be layered on top of our application.
Yes.
And it's important to understand, like we talked about before, when we pop back out to programs, this is just a main. Remember, we did a console app a second ago, but we're building up this pipeline of services. So what
yeah.
service do you want me to add?
MVC.
So add MVC. So this is going to add all the model view controller services that I would potentially want to use.
Exactly.
Okay, now I added it. There was a squiggle, and then the squiggle was gone. Did it just magically become an MVC app?
No, because remember, we configure our services, mm-hmm. and then we need to configure. So we actually have to use it.
We have to use them. We add yeah. them, and then we use them.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it would be app use MVC. And I don't think we need...
It's worth pointing out all the different use stuff.
A lot of them.
There's your Facebook, mm-hmm. your Google, your different, what's called middleware. You'll hear about middleware during the advanced stuff, but this is, we're making some middleware right now. There's two options there, the default route or the regular use MVC. We're just going to say use MVC by itself.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of options you can pass in. We'll talk a little bit about routing later. So I say use MVC. So now MVC's in the pipeline.
Yep. So we can start taking advantage of it. I don't think you would need the last lines, though.
Well, let's find out if it still runs. All we've done is add MVC
yeah.
and use MVC. Does Hello Beehive still happen? Yes.
It
and
does.
Now it's bold because I bold-faced it. Okay? All right. So that points out that it's in the pipeline, but it didn't change the behavior of anything.
Yeah, and because it hasn't been used at this point.
Well, we haven't added any pages.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I do not think, since we're going to be using MVC, I don't think we need app run anymore.
Mm-hmm. I want to keep it in there, though,
okay.
if you don't mind, because when we add our pages,
yeah.
I want to see the relationship between this, which is now called the default route.
Okay.
The default route. This is the thing that happens if this doesn't happen.
Okay.
In the sense of it runs in order.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So let's see. Let's do the pages you want to add and see if Beyonce shows up randomly.
Yeah. And you mentioned something pretty significant for a lot of newbies is that the order in which your code is written matters.
It very much does, especially when you're adding and using things in certain order. I believe that if we went and moved MVC down here, we would have a very different experience.
Exactly.
And we can maybe experiment with that once we add a few pages.
Yeah, let's add that in.
Okay.
Okay. So first thing I want to do is add a new folder.
All right.
Yep.
So I'm over here in Visual Studio Code, and I can right-click and say new folder, or I can click these buttons. I'm going to right-click and say a new folder because I have found that depending on what's currently clicked on, when you say new folder,
you might end up somewhere else.
It can sometimes be like one folder down. So you just got to watch out for that. So I'm confirming that my pages folder you had me add is at the same level and not like accidentally
in www.root
or in
somewhere
bin
else.
Or wherever. So it can be a little confusing. All right, so I have a pages folder.
Okay. And now we actually need to add a page. So if you write a new file and we're going to add a index.cshtml.
C-sharp HTML.
Yeah, so I always called it C-sharp HTML, but I was told that that wasn't right.
It's not?
Yeah.
It's just a razor page.
It's just a razor page, yes.
Okay, ignore that extension
okay.
that so clearly says CSHTML.
Exactly.
All right.
It does. So first thing we want to do is add a page directive. So it would be at page.
Okay, so at page. So a directive starts with at.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we'll be seeing a couple of those throughout the day and seeing what you can do with that.
All right.
And we're just going to write some HTML. So let's just use a H1.
Okay, H. Oh, and I get IntelliSense, which is nice. Mm-hmm.
Hello, Beyonce.
Cool.
Imagine if Beyonce actually learns how to code in one of these videos.
And I don't have a fancy keyboard.
You want to make sure you...
I've got to respect her.
You got to respect the bae.
There we go.
She will appreciate that one day when she does watch this
when
video.
When she does watch this and invite me to her house for lunch. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Do I need to do anything else?
Yeah. Did you save it?
Yep.
So let's just see what happens. Let's run this.
All right. Going to go and run it. It's going to fire up localhost 5000. All right.
Wow.
That's interesting. So index.cshtml appears to be the default.
Yes.
And I wonder if I changed its name. Okay.
Let's give it a try.
And then just hit refresh.
No, you'd actually now have to...
No, look, where's that string come from?
Oh, it came from line... Go back. Yeah, it came from line 31.
Right. So the point here is that UseMVC added some default routing, some behavior.
When you
say routing, it's like when the URL comes in, it has to make a decision about who's handling this.
Exactly. So if you went back to your page and you did /Fred, would it pop up?
Ooh, that's a good question. /Fred. Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so now we're starting to learn a little bit about the behavior.
So by default, just because it's called index, some magic, not magic, with MVC defaults it as a default route.
Right, right.
Okay, so if we added another page, and maybe we're going a bit too crazy here.
You want to add another named page?
Yeah.
Okay, we might call it Solange.
Yeah, or Rihanna, or whatever you want.
All right, so, okay, so here's another one. This page is at, I'm thinking it's at...
/Solange, right?
Solange, right?
Yep.
Okay, so we'll just put that in a paragraph tag to be correct. Oops. See how Visual Studio Code is trying to be helpful? I should have just opened up my my P to start with. There we go.
Okay. So if you...
So there's our default. Oops, did I not run it again?
I don't think you did.
Okay, so we done it run. So there's our default. And that one is not showing up.
It is not.
Why don't we put it in a folder?
Within a folder? Okay.
And then call it index.
So it would have to be Solange/index then?
No, because index is the default.
Interesting.
Hello, Beehive. Okay.
So
let's think about this.
Okay.
What are we doing wrong? This is good though, because we're doing a
We're doing an experiment
here, and in the process, we are learning how things work and doing things wrong, right? We're going to do things together. So I've just changed that real quick. We did Fred before.
Yep.
Oh, I know what it is.
Tell me.
All right. Check this out, friends. Let's go back and put it back to Solange. This is... OK. Okay, so here's index.
Yeah.
Look very carefully. There's only a couple lines.
Yes.
Here's Solange.
We did not put the page directive. Yay!
Okay. Interesting.
Interesting. So
it is that makes it magic.
Exactly.
That's when it runs. If it doesn't see the page directive, then it's never going to...
Doesn't know where it needs to go.
It's not going to work that way. So that's interesting. Did not know that. Well,
and
I knew it, but I didn't, I knew it intuitively.
But this is something that someone at home is going to encounter.
Yeah,
it's definitely something that's going to, that you're going to encounter. Like, we hit it, and it was the first thing I told you to do, was to add a page directive.
Yep, absolutely.
And
this actually brings up an interesting point about Visual Studio versus Visual Studio Code.
Yeah.
When we switch over to Visual Studio Code later, we're going to end up using the templates that are built in. So we're going to go and say, file new, Razor page.
Exactly.
And we'll get some stuff for free. Because we're just making these text files by ourselves, we bump into these kind of mistakes. So that's really interesting. That does bring up the question about the folder thing, though.
Yeah.
Why don't we try that?
Okay.
Let's make a folder. Just call a folder that, and then we'll move this here.
Exactly.
And then change it to index, which appears to be the default.
So if you refresh the page.
Yep, same experience. But if I change it here, so let's just explore this for a second. It looks like that is not necessarily the name of the file, but the path. So your default route would be path and then another path, in this case, the default page right there, you see?
Yep. So the route is the file structure then.
Mm-hmm. The route is the file structure, which for a page-focused framework is a really nice experience.
It makes total sense for me.
Right.
Like when you build your first HTML page ever, it has the same experience. You have that page within a folder.
Mm-hmm. And that means that when we go later on and make customers and products and things like that, it's going to be really clear about how to do that. Now, this is just static HTML, though. We should probably add something dynamic before we move on to the next section. So let's give Solange some more information.
So I hear she has a concert today.
Okay. Let's assume that it's always now. There's always a Solange concert.
There's always a Solange.
At any moment.
Exactly.
So we'll have a bold-faced thing, and what should we say? The concert starts at, I don't know, 3 p.m., right? But I want to have that be dynamic.
Okay.
How can I make that now?
At date time.
So I say add again.
Yep.
Date time, which is like system.datetime.
Dot now.
All right. Come back. Hit refresh. I'm hit refresh again.
I'm late. I gotta go.
You gotta go. It's happening immediately.
It's happening right now.
Now, it's important to point out that notice the difference between me making a change.
Yep.
Control S, Alt Tab, refresh. I'm not having to build.
No.
Right? With Razor pages, the page is being built when it changes and it gets hit for the very first time. If I change the C# files, I need to then go and rebuild.
Okay, but within the page itself, you do not need to do that. Okay.
So the Razor pages, these CSHTML pages, they get copied to the host and they are part of the source code. But these .cs files don't get copied to the host. In fact, the DLL that they build into does.
Okay.
Right, and that's just a little important thing to point out. And you can see that if you go and say .NET build. We've been saying .NET run.
Yeah.
See how it actually points to your web app. It says, my web app is right there.
So right. I have a question for you. If someone on this who's watching us right now is like, what is that DLL thing that he's talking about? Where can they learn more about that?
Right, so that's called an assembly. It's a dynamic link library.
Yep.
If you want to learn about the details of how assemblies works and things like that, you can go and take a look at some of the intermediate sections in the docs.
Okay.
Okay. But I just wanted to point out that when I go and publish my application for the, like I'm meaning to say, it's time for my app to go out into the world, we're going to get
And just to be clear for some people who are watching this, publish here doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to hit .NET publish and somehow it's going to magically appear on our website.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I just mean that I need people to understand the difference between the source code that's in their C# files and the Razor pages that are going to be copied up to the final location. Cool. So this is a little bit of C# right here.
It is.
Right. I wonder if I could cheat.
How much do you want to cheat?
Well, like we can write C# here, right? Can I say 2 + 2? What am I allowed to say in there?
Broke it.
Right. So that got an error, right? So, you know, it doesn't like that. What are the rules about what you can put in there? We will kind of explore that a little bit later, as we can say at and then put chunks of code.
Okay.
All right. Cool. So that is dynamic. There's a concert starting immediately. And then we'll come back in a little bit and look at configuration.
All right.